rest of the story. This is about a hobby gardener. And if I call him Mr. C, it's because almost nobody ever used his first name anyway. He was a passionate hobby gardener. When he was drafted into the army and sent to Africa, even there, at each duty station in Africa, he planted and tended flowers. Over the years, he became increasingly committed to creating flowers everlasting. Well, Mr. C outlived two wives whom he loved dearly, and then an only son. Devastated, nonetheless, he redoubled his glorious quest for lovely living things that would never wilt, never fade, never die. In his several gardens over the years, he researched ways of planting colorful gladioli and irises along gravel paths, always with their unfolding blossoms facing the afternoon sun. Was that the secret of his eventual discovering of everlasting flowers? Well, that was one of them. He once said, "What I need most are flowers, always, always." As his horticultural accomplishments became known and respected, he began to earn enough money to be able to travel or to retire in comfort. But instead, with the more money, he bought more acres for more gardens. He built pools for water plants. He diverted a river to create a waterway, which he could line with willow trees and bamboos and flowers. He favored densely packed clusters of bright flowers, blossoms cascading over bowers. He dug, he planted, he weeded, he watered. Others, excited by the beauty of Mr. C's gardens, sought to emulate them, but most, with their carefully laid out symmetrical beds, somehow missed the point of his seminal lessons in garden making. His gardens were unfocused, lively but formless groupings, gaining strength when key plant combinations were echoed several times. Important color runs were woven in as though by happenstance, perhaps by happenstance. For after all, Mr. C's objective, which he ever so gradually began to realize, was flowers that would never die. And he came very close. He came so close that today I can take you to where you can see some of his flowers dating back 100 years. Even yet, with much of their loveliness intact, his choice plants, selected for their form and foliage as much as for their color, were preserved in restful, cool combinations between color climaxes. You come with me, and you can see specimens from his dead gardens, which yet live and always will. For Mr. C, planting his select blossoms always so that they would open toward the afternoon sun, from there transferred them to canvas, and today's galleries in a dozen nations display his irises and his water lilies and his grasses, his bouquets in pigments, the magnificence of which is now indelible. For the gardener who became so famous that he needs to be identified by only one name made that one name synonymous with impressionistic art and with flowers that will last forever. He did have a first name. It was Claude. Claude. His last name was Monet. Now you know the rest of the story.